because the order of reality is unfolding all around us. It constantly does. You can't stop it. Mm-hmm. But we can get in the way of it. And that seems to be our evolution, is learning how to not get in the way of it and learning how to be vehicles of it.
So I have another question with what you were saying. That recognizing that I did my best and it was the best I could do. And that to me is the sticking point, because, and you know, these examples I'm talking about, it's not the best I could do. The best I could have done would have been open my eyes and listen. Or, you know, let that voice, my intuition, guide me rather than my will. So, and that's where the...
Right.
For me, where the pain comes, when
sure.
I recognize I wasn't doing my best. I know that already. I've learned that lesson 5,000 times, and obviously you need to learn it 5,001 times.
But you're not doing your best. You weren't doing your best according to your imagination of how it could have been. Right? According to the inner virtual reality machine of the mind that creates its judgment that it could have been different. But it's all very theoretical. Theoretically, you could have done better. Right? But actually, you didn't. So, therefore, how does the, so again, it comes down to, well, how does your awareness of that mistake, how does your awareness of that mistake help you to move forward? As opposed to, how does it imprison you in the past moment? Because no one can make that determination except for how you decide to use your own mind.
So, my belief is, and this is a belief, that if I can truly register and connect with the pain that I'm facing in this moment, based on not listening, most of it's for me is not, you know, refusing to read the writing on the wall that was quite legible. If I can register on a deeper level that distress of the now and the present, and recognizing that all actions affect the future, then next time I'm having, you know, blinking lights, I might be more likely to pay attention to them. It's a belief. Maybe it's an erroneous belief. Maybe there's a better way than to truly feel the pain of the I'm currently, you know, not at this second, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think that's right, that the pain that you feel in the present, it's not so much that it's going to affect you positively for how you're going to deal with it in the future, but the feeling of the pain in the present will affect positively how you're dealing with it in the present. Because the pain itself is actually a corrective energy. When you really allow yourself to feel the suffering, whatever's creating, wherever it's coming from, when we feel the suffering, the energy of that suffering actually opens us up, cracks us open more if we allow it, if we allow ourselves to really be with it and feel it, as opposed to generate a narrative about it that we get stuck in and are spinning in. But if we just feel that energy, that pain, then that will actually, that's a very transformative power. And it seems to me, from my experience, that's the function of the pain. That the pain is not just there because we're doing a bad thing with our mind and it has no other function. It's just purely negative and anomalous. It actually has a positive function. It's the remedy. You know, we weren't aware. We went off track. Now we're knowing about it and remembering it, and it's causing pain. And what does the pain do if we let it? It makes us more awake. And opens us up, makes us more sensitive in the present. So that the way we respond through our present situation will now be on a deeper level. Now, can we maintain that into the future? I hope so, but that's not the main, that's not the actual main thing, because we can only, we can always only deal with the present. We can intend wonderful things for the future. Yes, hopefully in the future we'll also be more aware, and you can put that in your prayers. You can put that in your intentions. You can put that in your affirmations, whatever. But always remember that the main thing, the main agenda always is how we're doing it right now. Because this moment is the moment that counts, not the moment in the future. When we get to that moment in the future, it'll count. But right now, we're in this moment. So, and everything's happening now. And right now, we can be in alignment or we can make the same mistake again. It reminds me of when I was very little, and I was at a swimming pool. I was like maybe 3 years old or something. And I remember going to the lifeguard and saying, "Excuse me, are we allowed to run around the pool?" And he said, "Nope, there's no running allowed around the pool." And I said, "Okay." And then I turned around and just ran away. And I remember he threw his whistle up in the air. And it spun around in the air and landed in his mouth. Went bip! And he just made a very short pfft, and it like pierced through me. And it was like this intense wake up. Like, he just told me don't run, and I just ran. But it was completely unconscious because my mental idea of don't run projected everywhere else except for where I was.
Of course.
And that's what we tend to do. We think, oh, in this other moment, you know, in that other situation. And meanwhile, we're completely unconscious of now, which is the only place that matters. So, that story came to me before I started the talk, and I thought, I wonder how, does that story fit in anywhere? It just came to me earlier in the night when we were meditating, and there it is. It was appropriate. You know? So things happen out of time, but you have to wait for the right time.